The lessons today have one thing in common. They are all dealing in one way or another with becoming lost. In the Old Testament lesson, the people of Israel are in the midst of their Exodus journey. For them, it is a dark time. They are traveling through the wilderness. Their miraculous escape from Egypt has long since given way to intense feelings of loss. As the immediate danger from Pharaoh fades into the past, they have begun to realize all that they have left behind. Their homes, and especially their regular supply of food. They are also suffering the loss of a sense of direction as they wander for years in the desert, trying to get to the promised land. They often must have feared that they would lose their lives, forgotten by God, who seems to have deceived them. Then, to top it off, Moses, their leader, has gone off to commune with God on the mountain. He has been gone for so long, it appears that he is not coming back. Now, if this is the case, they are really lost. How are they going to choose to deal with their loss? The answer is in today's lesson. They turn away from the one true God and begin to worship false gods of their own making. In times of crises, we always have to make a choice of how we will act. We can choose to follow God or choose to go off on our own in the opposite direction. In the second lesson for today, we hear from Paul of a time when he too was lost. He was a devout Jew who was determined to persecute Christians. At that time in his life, he didn't know that he was lost. I can only imagine the scorn that he would have heaped upon anyone who might have suggested it. But Jesus sought Paul, the lost one, out on the road to Damascus. You know the story. Paul was struck blind from an encounter with the living God. Paul was faced with a decision to obey the voice of God and acknowledge that he was lost, or to continue with his persecution of Christians. You know his choice. He chose to turn and follow the God that was revealed to him through Jesus. In the gospel lesson, we have two of the lost parables, the lost sheep and the lost coin. In both cases, it does not appear to be the fault of either the sheep or the coin that they are lost. The sheep was probably just wandering around looking for grass to eat, because that's what sheep do. And as for the coin, a coin is not capable of causing itself to be lost. So what do these three lessons have to say to us today? There are certainly many times in our lives when we have become lost because of our own actions and the choices that we make. And these past weeks, I have found myself becoming more and more frustrated, angry, and overwhelmed as I hear of one more tragic loss of life, even now children, because of people shooting at each other with guns. All of the people who are affected are lost. Those doing the shooting, as well as the people who are innocent bystanders. The people who live in their neighborhoods where the crimes keep happening are lost because they have no idea how to stop it or where to go to avoid it. The ones who have lost a loved one, or those who have a family member going to jail because they have killed an innocent person, are asking how they are to continue with everyday living in the face of all that they have lost. Then there are the mass shootings, which happen far too frequently. There are those who have witnessed such horror that they can't imagine how they will ever recover from these events. To some degree, they are each one of us as we try to make sense out of these senseless acts of violence, especially where the children are concerned. The good news of the gospel lesson is that we don't necessarily have to do anything. God is determined to find us when we are lost. God is willing to go to incredible lengths to find each one of us. There is no hint of us deserving to be found. All we have to do is accept being found by God, who loves us with a love that is beyond our understanding. We have a God who will go to incredible lengths to find the lost. God very often uses people just like you and me. God will raise up people to walk step by step with those who are lost. God will use people to be present to those who are grieving a horrendous loss. God will prod many of us to work for change so that the endless cycle of violence will eventually come to an end. It may be as simple as helping to dispense gun locks so that innocent children don't shoot themselves or others, playing with a gun that they find in their house. It may mean getting involved with our legislature to try and change laws regarding the types of guns that are allowed on our streets. It may mean being willing to actively protest or to join groups who are gathering to pray for peace on our streets and in our neighborhoods. It may be that we make sure we turn up at the ballot box to vote for changes that can bring about a difference. The second thing that this gospel lesson is raising for us today is the eternal conflict between mercy and justice. These parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin are Jesus' response to the Pharisees, who are asking why he welcomed and even ate with sinners. Just when we think we are justified in judging sinful people, we find Jesus not permitting it. This week I came across one of William White's simple little stories that speak to this issue. It's based on an old German folk tale. Let me tell it to you. One day, a tailor arrived at the gates of heaven while God was out taking a walk. St. Peter answered the door. "Who is there?" he demanded. just a poor, honest tailor who begs to be admitted into the presence of the Lord," he said. "Honest," said Peter, "I know your history. You are light-fingered and often stole your customers' cloth. I can't let you into the heavenly court anyway, because the Lord has forbidden it while he is gone." "The only cloth I ever took," protested the tailor, "was little pieces of no value." "Have mercy, St. Peter. My feet are blistered from the long journey." Reluctantly, the tailor was let in to sit behind the door in case the Lord should notice him and be angry. The tailor sat quietly behind the door until Peter left, and then he decided to explore. In the middle of the room stood a solid gold armchair and a gold footstool. The tailor climbed up into the chair and sat down. From there, he could see every place on earth at the same time. Suddenly, he saw an old woman stealing clothes off a line. The tailor got so angry that he grabbed the golden footstool and threw it at the woman. When he realized what he had done and that he could not retrieve the golden footstool, he quickly took his seat behind the door again. When the Lord returned, he immediately missed his footstool. He asked Peter if he had moved it. Peter told him that he hadn't touched the footstool. "Did you let anyone in the gate while I was out on my walk?" asked the Lord. "Only the tailor with blisters on his feet, who was sitting behind the door," Peter answered. Beckoning the tailor, the Lord asked him, "Where did you put my footstool?" "My Lord, I know that you will not permit any form of dishonesty," said the tailor. "While on your throne, I noticed an old woman stealing clothes off a clothesline. I got so angry with her dishonesty that I threw the footstool at her." "You miserable rogue," the Lord said firmly. "If I had treated you as you did that woman, what would have happened to you long ago? Besides, I wouldn't have a piece of furniture left in the heavenly court. I deal with sinners primarily through mercy. Get out of my sight. From now on, you must stay outside the gate of heaven." And the story ends. I wonder if the tailor is still there, or whether the Lord in his mercy has let him back in. What do you think? There is something of the tailor in each one of us. Typically, we think that only we are worthy of God's mercy and that others deserve God's justice. Holding mercy and justice together is very difficult for all of us. Experiencing God's mercy does not mean that we will escape being held accountable for our sinful acts. What it does mean is that we are no longer lost because we have been found by God. We will no longer have to face the future alone, even if that future means facing a jail sentence or some other punishment that we deserve because of our sinful actions. Have you ever been lost? There are many ways for us to get lost, and sometimes it is not because we have done something wrong. Perhaps you lost your way in knowing how to provide for your family when your job was made redundant. Or perhaps it was a time when you were lost because you were engulfed in a black cloud of depression. Or you may have been lost your way spiritually. At those times, life can seem very bleak indeed. But I am equally sure you remember how you felt when you were found, when you realized that God was right there beside you. Gratitude and joy are the overwhelming emotions that flood through us. It can be a life-changing experience. We now have a totally different perspective on life. Our hearts have been changed. We know without a shadow of doubt that we are not in control of our lives. But that is all right, because we know that we are now in God's hands. So what does this have to say as we go forward from here? One thing that we will discover is that we will still be faced with choices, many of them even more difficult than before. How are we to respond to losing a job or losing a pension that we were counting on? How are we to respond to the gun violence that is wreaking havoc in our land? Of course, just because we are Christians, we are not immune from feelings of anger and rage and even a desire for revenge. These are normal feelings for all who suffer loss. There is nothing right or wrong about these feelings. They do not carry a value judgment. They are neutral. They are just part of being human. It has how we choose to act on these feelings that is important. As Christians, we are not to act out of revenge. This does not mean that those who kill others will not have to face justice for their actions. What is at stake here is how we, as a people of faith, respond to whatever crisis is before us. So let us continue to pray without ceasing today for all who are lost, for ourselves, when we found we are lost and cannot find the way forward, for the victims of gun violence, and for those who have taken an innocent life. For the leaders of this country who carry the burden of deciding how to pass meaningful legislation to address the many crises that are before us. Especially, let us pray, give us all courage, Lord, to follow where you lead. Amen.